selling the beer. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Got it. Yeah. Selling the beer. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You're embarrassing me.
Stop it.
God damn.
You know what it'll be
it.
Too, though? It'll be the dad out in the parking lot. Because, by the way, we should do that. We should have Morning Mix. We should have the tent out there. We should get a grill. And we should say, hey, parking lot O or whatever at United Center. Dads, we know you're dropping your daughters off. Come hang. We'll have LaCroix and ribs. Like,
that's
why not?
Funny. That'd
be
funny.
Great. Go to the newsroom with a guy who will probably be in that parking lot.
My daughter is going to that concert. Yeah, that is true. With her friend, and they're in high school, so it all tracks.
It all comes together.
It totally tracks. All right. Hey, speaking of teenagers, guess what most teens don't want? They do not want to watch romance or sex in TV shows or movies.
Idiots.
And there is the bottom line on that. A man is accused of hacking Disney World menus and changing the font to Wingdings.
Which is just like the hieroglyphics, basically, right?
Does it make it hard to read, I guess? A Disney employee who was fired from the company and still had access to its passwords allegedly hacked into the software used by Disney World's restaurants. Court complaint against Michael Schuer claims he repeatedly accessed the menu creation system created for Disney and changed menus, including changing fonts to Wingdings, which is entirely made up of symbols.
I'll show them.
That kid's got a future in something. Yeah. I don't know what, but you know what? Disney, working at Disney World, that was small potatoes for you. You go be a government white hat hacker.
Yeah, good luck ordering one of Maurice's amazing popcorns. Jokes on you.
There should be a special place for like friendly hackers.
Right, exactly.
There should be.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything mean.
Exactly.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah. Please, go find an IT job at a Fortune 500 company and save them from the real bad hackers, right?
They're trying to order the footlong hot dog.
And finally, I hope this is a misunderstanding, but, you know, the internet, and they've got videos, so who knows. But a passenger says that United Airlines used Band-Aids to hold together a loose panel. So there was a flight on which this passenger, Christopher Cooper, was on, and a panel fell from the ceiling. And he posts, exit row on United, yes, this panel is held up with Band-Aids. It came undone 3 minutes after takeoff and hit me in the head. Yes, it stayed like this for the rest of the flight. And then he goes on to complain. Again, no word if this guy's looking for money or anything, but according to his video, they were holding up a panel on a United aircraft with Band-Aids.
I heard that on takeoff, the passengers heard this.
I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid's stuck on me.
And that's the airplane speaking to the audience.
Very, very
pretty crazy.
Nice. Absolutely. Moving on to sports. Bears got trounced yesterday in Arizona by the Cardinals. That was 29-9, which is an odd football score. You know, by the way, they have a thing. I didn't look this up, and I'm just talking out my butt, basically, but they have a thing called Scoregami, and every NFL score gets put in a thing, and like there are certain scores that have never happened before. Very few times. I haven't looked this up, but 29-9 sounds like an odd score.
It does.
That's not very common at all. Yeah. Anyway, the Vikings. Vikings won last night in the NFC North. Nicky's Lions took care of Nicky's Packers, and they're now 7-1. The Lions are. The Bears in last place. Even though they're 500, they're in last place in the very strong NFC North. Blackhawks over the Ducks last night. Bulls over the Jazz, or they will be over the Jazz once they play tonight. Mixed weather, rain this morning, then more rain and possibly storms later, and a high in the low 70s. Right now, 64. Weather is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Now's the time to schedule your Four Seasons furnace tune-up. Backed by a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, peace of mind is only a tune-up away. Call today and save $50 from your trusted local experts for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS with your Mix News update at 602. Coming up on your next Mix News, you'll never believe what feature of your car first came out on this date a long time ago.
Also, we've already this morning been talking about being in high school again. We go all the way back. Next on the Morning Mix.
WTMX FM and HD1 Skokie, Chicago.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? I only hit the curb because you made me. You're telling all your friends that I'm crazy, like I'm the only.
Living in your big glass house with the view.
Post Malone right there, and he's probably waking up today feeling the same way you're feeling. Wait a second, is it? It is. Did the time change? Is it Monday? What is going on?
Do you remember to turn back your clocks in November?
That's what I forgot to do.
Extra hour of sleep is just splendor.
Unless you got a 5 and a 3-year-old.
But it will seem dark all day. Ow.
I don't want to go to sleep.
To fall back. Coming up soon, we're going to fall in love on the Morning Mix.
Consider it done with ABC. Our family's been available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for more than 65 years. ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Book your appointment today at 4abc.com and consider it done.
If you got a tattoo, what would it be?
What?
It's a conversation starter.
Why?
For the JYS2 Conversation Sofa from Penny Mustard.
The JYS2 Conversation Sofa has a unique curve to add dimension and ease as you sit face-to-face and chat with your friends.
What's your biggest fear?
And it's so comfortable.
What's the silliest question you've ever heard?
Easy. That one.
The JYS2 Conversation Sofa, starting at $27.91 at Penny Mustard.
7 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Hey, it's Chris from the Morning Mix for Window Nation. Experts actually say that heating costs are increasing up to 23% this winter. And if your windows aren't from Window Nation, your money, it's literally going out the window. They have some of the best insulated windows, so your heat stays inside your home. And right now, get these amazing windows at 50% off. Plus, you could save even more money with 0% interest for 5 years. Hurry, the sale ends November 30th. Schedule your fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Feel that hint of fabulous in the air? Things are changing in Chicago's Southland. And that change is coming soon in the form of the all-new, all-fabulous Wind Creek Casino. It's where you'll be able to be the most fabulous version of yourself, no matter who you are or what that means to you. Wind Creek Chicago Southland, the casino you've been waiting for, is coming this fall. Must be 21 years or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
When nothing less than perfect will do.
Call
630 Perfect
Home Services.
I'm cold and I'm shivering. I can almost see my breath. My furnace takes too long to heat. I'm upset.
Good news for you, my friend.
We got a very special offer.
Get your furnace all tuned up for just $49.
When nothing less than perfect will do.
Call
630 Perfect
Home Services.
630 Perfect.
For your plumbing and HVAC needs, visit perfecthomeservices.com.
You may not have the experience dealing with car wrecks, but Lerner Rowe does. After your car wreck, you need an attorney to make sure your interests, like car repairs, medical bills, and lost wages, are protected. Finding the right attorney is actually easy. Just look for reputation, experience, and results. We have thousands of 5-star reviews, decades of experience, and we've recovered billions of dollars for our injured clients.
Lerner and Rowe are the lawyers for you. Call 222-2222.
Multi-state settlements. Jonathan Faust, managing attorney, 114 East Cermak, Chicago. Some work may be performed by or referred to other attorneys.
A new era of chicken is here to stay, and it's not your parents' poultry. The Cantina Chicken menu from Taco Bell is slow roasted and perfectly seasoned. Take it tacoed up in a crispy white corn tortilla with cheese inside and out, or wrapped in a burrito with fresh purple cabbage and freshly prepared pico de gallo. However you like it, you'll never chicken the same way again. Get yours today at your nearest Taco Bell and join rewards to earn free food. Available at participating stores. Rewards points are earned on qualifying purchases. All items while supplies last. Subject to terms.
If you're not planning to come into Macy's this week, you're missing out. Because our Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the latest trends, 30% off new arrivals, 30% off the best brands. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel.
chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On to highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
With 24-month debit credit and eligible trade-in on Go 5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Good morning. It's the morning mix.
Yes, it is 64 degrees. Woo! And rainy. Kind of weird, November, but that's what we're looking like. Rain throughout the day should taper off around 9 a.m.
I will say the rain in the morning kind of stinks, but at least it's a little warmer, so it's not really ruining you if you're getting wet.
True.
The time change, however, might be ruining you. We had a whole plan here this morning, and then Nikki off the air referenced one of the most annoying things about the time change, and it's the annoying thing you don't think of. Sure, sleep is probably the thing. Everyone's like, oh, I got an extra hour of sleep. My kids were awake at 5 a.m., which was their 6 a.m. They had their lights on. They were playing blocks and Tonys and all sorts of loud stuff. And so I was just like, all right, we're like, you got to go back to bed. They're like, what are you talking about? Like, it's not the time you think it is. You don't know time at all yet.
Yeah.
Your light is, there's a light in each of their room that when it turns green, they can come out of their room. It's like having a zoo. And they they didn't want to wait anyway. So I know many other parents were in that boat. So let's put that out of the way. But Nikki had a very annoying issue with the time change.
Yeah, well, I think like a lot of us, I just didn't sleep well because it's different. And, you know, and I'm, I kept thinking I was going to wake up late or early, whatever. And then at 3:30, I'm like, is that coffee? And then I realized I never changed the coffee maker time.
Oh, okay.
So my coffee brewed an hour earlier.
So it's a smart thing? It just does itself?
So every night, I just set a timer. It's got
like
a VCR
program. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's exactly the VCR technology at its best.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of the old school. You got to like hold the two buttons down and click it 18,000 times until you get back to your normal, you know, the new time. And I didn't think about it. So, so I got up this morning and 3:30 smelled the coffee and like, oh, man. I'm just going to let that sit there an hour and a half.
Also, it's kind of hard to go back to sleep then because you're like, kind of want that.
Totally.
Sleep for an hour.
Something about the smell of coffee does wake you up, and whether you want to or not.
I believe it's the best part of waking up.
And hence the phrase, wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah.
It's not go back to bed and smell the coffee.
Right, so go and sniff your pillow.
I tried to do that whip, and it sucked.
I know. That's why it's not a phrase.
It totally sucked. Thanks a lot, time change.
6:10 text.
Woo!
6:10 text.
Woo!
6:10 text.
What's the little annoying thing about the time change? We're taking sleep out of it. Your coffee machine timer went off an hour before it was supposed to, so by the time you got down there, it was old coffee. That little annoying thing, thanks to the time change. Text it to us at 312-233-1019. It could be hyper-specific to your life. I don't know, but it is that little annoying thing because of the time change. Text it to us at 312-233-1019. Yesterday was 36 hours long.
It was.
Text it to us at 312-233-1019. It's not like it's a surprise. This happens every year since we've all been alive.
Right, but there's always one clock you're going to forget. There's always like one thing, and then you swear every year, I'm not going to forget this. Every year you forget it.
And then you do. Text it to us now at 312-233-1019. It's that little annoying thing about the time change.
Peace and love. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
That's the problem. We're going to look at these roads, and then we're going to find out what's that little annoying thing
One less annoying thing, there was an accident at DuSable Lakeshore Drive southbound there around the curb near Chicago, and that has been cleared, apparently. So that is looking better. There was also an earlier incident on the Dan Ryan near Canalport. That has also been cleared. So two things looking better. Still annoying and not great, that exit ramp I mentioned earlier, I-55 north and southbound to I-80. Both of those are closed due to an overturned semi. So, and this was way earlier this morning, but they're saying it was carrying 43,000 pounds of cornstarch. So that is what they are cleaning up right now.
At least it's dry but over there.
Whip's face, he's like, what?
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to think of anything that you could, like, do with corn. I'm not sure if I know what cornstarch is used
some
for.
Some of it sometimes is in baby powder.
Okay.
Like, so that it's not talcum powder.
Like, if it was baking, if it was
you can bake with it.
Right, if it was baking powder, rain. Like, exactly, it would, like, kind of take stains out.
Do you use it
out.
To make cornbread?
So, I don't know. Find out around that area. Inbound Eden's 22 minutes late. Cook to Montrose.
You guys know what you
43,000 pounds of inbound Kennedy, 41 minutes. O'Hare to downtown, outbound 28 minutes. Inbound Eisenhower, 42 minutes, 390 to the old post office. Outbound 27 minutes. Inbound Stevenson, 31 minutes, 355 to DuSable Lakeshore Drive. Outbound 24 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, 18 minutes. This is all brought to you by the Free Mix app, which, by the way, you have to get Billie Eilish tickets.
That's
as
right.
Well. And that is starting tomorrow, 7:20 till 4:20. Every hour, someone wins a pair.
That's right. So be ready to get your Billie Eilish tickets tomorrow, which will be Tuesday. Today is Monday. The clock changed yesterday, and we find out why it's so annoying next on The Morning Mix.
Yeah.
Doja Cat, good morning. It is the morning mix.
Yes, and it is a rainy day outside. Yeah. It's still warm, 64 degrees, high around 70 today. Rain pretty much all morning. Hopefully it will stop around 9, but then it might pick back up between noon and 4.
By the way, getting a lot of texts right now. Nikki shared with us that like 40,000 pounds of cornstarch are on a road.
Yeah.
It's used as a thickener, so you can use it to thicken a gravy. So I guess now you're driving through gravy because it's raining. You've just dumped a thickener on the road.
Right.
Ruh-roh.
Right.
Watch out.
That's what you put in. In fact, that was a conversation this weekend with my family's. That's what you put in soup to make a stew.
Oh.
if you want to do bigger chunks of meat. I heard the brains explode in here.
I've been using it in my shampoo to thicken my hair.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know if that's wrong.
So many things that can use thickening. The possibilities are actually endless.
Rubbing it all over my chest here. Wild.
Oh my God.
The time change is a real pain in the old ding-a-ling. And poor Nikki, it screwed her doubly because it automatically made her coffee an hour earlier than it was supposed to. So then she's laying in bed smelling coffee. Wake up and smell the coffee. But you didn't want to get up because you had an hour to go. And then when you did go to get the coffee, now it's an hour and a half old.
It has, you know, it has that like burnt taste.
Yeah, you're like
from sitting there the whole time.
Oh, Matt needs a little cornstarch. Yeah. So you text us, what is the little annoying thing about the time change that everybody forgets about? 708, seasonal depression. Yeah, little annoying thing.
Mm, yeah.
It's a real. 847, I hear this and I get you. I can't figure out if I'm actually hungry or not. I get that.
That's a good point.
Because it's like 11 and I'm like, am I hungry for lunch? What did I eat? What am I doing? I'll just have a little bowl of chili. So I ate like a bunch of little meals yesterday. I had like a little bowl of chili.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Animals keep on waking up wanting to go out. 630. Yes.
Yes.
Roscoe the dog was like, I got to go out. I'm like, you don't. Oh, guess you do. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Ugh. I work third shift, which means I worked an extra hour, 2-2-4. I didn't think about that.
I've done that on radio before. I mean, back in the good old days.
Yeah, I guess I did once.
Live overnight radio people. You get an extra hour on your time card. That's kind of fun.
It's the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Not bad. 2-2-4, I had to figure out how to change the clock in my car again for the second time this year.
That is another one that'll get you. Yeah.
Same thing, 712. I don't even know how to change the clock on the oven, so it'll just be wrong for 6 months.
Yeah, wait it out.
Pretty common. My heater kicked on. It got really, really hot in the house. I have it set to the right time, so it gets up when I get up. But oops, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you have that Nest thing, it's like, when do I wake up? What do I do? Lot of third shifters here. Forgot to change the time in my car because I was rushing home, and people were supposed to come to my place at 3. I got home, and it was only 2. That's actually a bonus, though, because then you're like, oh, I have a little bit of time.
Right, but that stress of thinking you're late the whole time.
815, my wake up and pee schedule is all screwed up.
Definitely.
Literally, like, I gotta pee. What time is it? Oh, wait, that's not the time it's supposed to be. I like to make gravy with cornstarch. Okay.
Yes.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Absolutely nothing. I woke up and found out I got to go back to sleep for an extra hour. How wonderful. 630.
Living the dream.
Yeah,
you really are right there. And finally, what is the most annoying thing about the time change? People won't stop talking about the time change.
Yeah.
Says 708. Yeah. Well, here we are. Sorry. Good morning. Good morning. By the way, over the weekend, if you missed it, there was a time change. We fell back. An hour from now, tomorrow, so 25 hours from this moment, your first chance to win your Billie Eilish tickets. We've got your Billie Eilish tickets every single hour tomorrow. Now, every single hour, somebody's winning the tickets. Which means at 7:20, we're going to give you the concert code. And by 8 a.m., someone will win their tickets. And then at 8:20, a new code. We start it all over again, all the way through 4:20. So get ready to win your Billie Eilish tickets. You're going to see her live for her Hit Me Hard and Soft tour at United Center with The Mix.
This is Taylor Swift.
And we're Chris and Nikki from The Morning Mix.
We just sent Mix winners to go see
Taylor Swift live in Indy.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
And what are we going to do next? It's got to be really big, like biggity big, big, big.
Duh. Yo, it's Billie Eilish.
Win tickets to see Billie Eilish live at her sold-out Hit Me Hard
and Soft tour.
What's going on, Chicago?
Live at the UC every hour on our free Mix app.
I'm so happy to be back.
10 straight hours of Billie Eilish ticket winning on our free Mix app.
A winner every hour.
Tuesdays and Thursdays on the 20s from 7:20 a.m. to 4:20 p.m.
How do I win?
Listen to The Mix every hour.
We'll give you Billie Eilish concert codes.
Enter them on the free Mix app, and every hour somebody wins their Billie Eilish ticket.
For a daily extra chance to win tickets, register and listen on our free Mix app.
Get it now in the Apple App Store or Google Play.
It's the Mix Really Big Concert Mix.
Win Billie Eilish tickets every hour tomorrow.
Today's variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My entire family's obsessed with all things Wicked, but my kids can't stop watching the trailer, and now they're having a Wicked-themed sleepover. Do you think our internet can handle all of the streaming and memeing going on?
Well, we've engineered our Xfinity gateways to handle hundreds of devices at once, so they can all stay magically connected.
Wow. Are you a wizard?
I wish. No, just someone that won't let a bad connection burst your internet bubble.
Now through December 22nd, get thrillifyingly fast 150 megabit Xfinity internet for just $35 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com to switch today. Keep the magic going from your screen to the big screen. And see Wicked, only in theaters November 22nd. Restrictions apply. Requires privileged plan and auto pay with Stripe bank account. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $56 a month for internet service and $15 for Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed.
Need a portable restroom for your next event or worksite in Chicago? Flood's Royal Flush has you covered. They offer the largest selection of high-quality porta-potties, ADA-compliant units, and hand sanitizer stations. Paired with every rental is their commitment to great service and a clean atmosphere. As a family and woman-owned business, Flood's Royal Flush strives to bring the best quality to Chicago and surrounding areas. Visit floodsroyalflush.com to explore options and book today, or call them at 1-888-FLUSH-04. Again, 1-888-FLUSH-04. You dump it, we pump it.
Thanksgiving can be stressful when you're shopping on a budget. Let Family Dollar help you do more this year with amazing deals on the supplies you need for a great turkey day, from prep to cleanup. See how you could save on Thanksgiving staples like canned soups and veggies, or essentials such as disposable plates and utensils, trash bags, storage supplies, and more. For even greater savings, download the Family Dollar app, clip available offers, and redeem at checkout. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Phil, you listen to me, right?
Always, Lisa.
Well, why doesn't my bank listen to me?
Maybe because they're a big bank. Oh, yes, he scores!
Apparently, I need a banker and a husband who listens.
I'm listening. Talk to Lakeside Bank. They listen. They actually help the average guy. And they're just the right size for anything you need done.
Lakeside, huh? Thanks for listening.
Always, Lisa.
Lakeside Bank listens and gets things done for you. Lakeside Bank. It's about time. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's been months since you thought about your furnace, but fall means it's time for a tune-up. Call ABC for your $49 Ultimate Furnace Tune-Up and receive a complete evaluation of your furnace for peace of mind all season long. Visit 4abc.com and consider it done.
Hello?
Mr. Hoban?
Yes?
Hi, this is Amy from First American Bank. I got your message that you called, and I'm calling you right back.
Okay, I'll hold.
Oh, I'm not putting you on hold.
I'll just finish my tuna fish sandwich here and stay on hold until you get back to me.
No, Mr. Hoban.
Can you make it before the end of the day, though? I have a gentle yoga class at 7.
Mr. Hoban, are you new to First American Bank?
Yeah, I figured you got to be better than the big bank I was at. But I'm ready to hold now.
Mr. Hoban, I'm not putting you on hold.
What?
First American Bank is built on superb customer service. Huh. So besides offering the best loan deals in town, cash management service, and more, if we can't take your call right away, we call you back as soon as possible. First American Bank thinks of it as treating our customers like family. You treat your family with consideration and respect, right?
Can you put me on hold while I think about that?
Mr. Hoban.
First American Bank, the bank that does more for your money. Visit firstambank.com or call us at 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 76 visit staples.com/print for details.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over, and if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer Duster. Love it or your money back.
The Mix Studio is powered by ComEd. Visit comed.com/clean.
Good morning. Here we are. It's the Morning Mix.
And it was a weekend of music. Sting. I saw Stevie Wonder. And yeah. Your wife went to Indy. She was one of the people.
She saw Taylor.
One of the lucky ones.
Second to last row at Lucas Oil Stadium. My wife, her friend, and then her friend's two friends. So there you go. A gaggle of gals, if you will. But yeah, they went and saw Taylor. My wife had not seen her at Soldier Field, and she was like, this is my last chance. I'm like, you gotta go. And somehow her friend's friend was one of the lucky VIP ticket people, whatever, early day, Capital One, pre-sale, all of the check boxes, got in and got four tickets at $70 a ticket. Somehow, she was one of the lucky ones. So they were the second to last row at Lucas Oil Stadium, but nobody cared. You were in the room, and it was awesome. She had a blast. So I was in bed. It's like 10, Friday night. Concert still raging at Lucas Oil Stadium. And my wife just texts me and she's like, oh my gosh, Post Malone. So I was like, whoa. And so I start writing a message to Nikki. I'm like, hey, you were right. You guessed Post Malone to be the special guest.
We kept wondering that. Yeah.
So then I paused and I was like, wait a second. So I went back. I texted my wife. I'm like, Post Malone is on stage right now? And then she goes, no. Everyone around us is saying he's coming out though. And I was like, oh, okay, but he's not. And she's like, well, he's not there yet, but the rumor around us is it's going to be Post Malone. Somehow someone in section 610 knew that, hey, it's Post Malone.
Sure.
And so then I woke up the next morning to a text that just said, no guests at all. I was like, okay. So from everything I've seen thus far, no big guest came out that I could see.
Yeah, I mean, unless something happened last night that I might have missed. I don't know. I was searching, so
not that I saw.
Wasn't sure. I didn't. If you were there and saw anything or saw it online, even let me know.
But she said the concert was amazing. Of course, it was a blast. They get you those light up bracelets when you come in, and that bracelet's on the counter in our kitchen, still lighting up. So I don't know if it's lighting up like it's supposed to be at the concert, but it did not turn off. And Amy was like, I don't know how to turn this off, but our kids think it's really cool. So it's literally just on the counter blinking still.
Did we have those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine's in my office.
I remember the Coldplay
one. I know
ones.
Coldplay. Yeah. And I remember a rumor that Coldplay like invested in that technology and that they're making money every time an artist uses it. I don't know that to be true.
Well, I hope so.
But if you've never been to a concert where they give you these, you walk in, they give you a little bracelet, you put it on, it's got a little white kind of bubble on it, and that thing lights up. And then they're able to light people up in certain sections throughout the concert in certain ways. So you'll see like stars and circles and rain and lights and waves and all sorts of stuff in the lights. It's kind of cool. But there's one in my kitchen right now just blinking.
Do you think it blinks to the like something that it's cued from wherever Taylor Swift is?
Yeah.
It's cued to blink. So if she's playing a concert like a million miles away from here, this will still be blinking.
I don't know.
Based on
anymore.
That.
Because I know that in the moment at the concert, there's a person or people running it like a program.
Yeah.
A program. I don't know if it's, I think now it's just blinking. Okay. I don't know.
I like it.
Leave it on.
I was trying to watch the Batman, and it was very annoying.
Put it like under a pillow.
I'm like, we got to hide this thing.
Right.
Travis Kelce was there. So I was just, he was there supporting her along with that.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. He came one of the nights.
Oh, well, Amy
but
didn't
not
see
like
that.
On stage, just, you know, in the
He didn't come out.
The crowd.
His brother made some news this weekend.
Saw that. Don't call out his family.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Somebody threw a mean word about Travis Kelce. Yeah, Jason smashed that person's phone. And to that, I say that person had it coming.
Yeah. How about you can't do either of those things? You got to expect it, big guy.
I guess so.
Yeah. And don't say that.
Don't say that.
Yeah. How about that?
All right. We go now to the newsroom with a man who was at one point arrested for smashing a phone.
Yes.
It's what?
But it was his own. It was his own phone.
My own. Yeah. I threw it on my garage floor because like, fantasy football.
They were like, why would you do that to your own phone? Sorry, sir. Sorry to bother you. And the police left.
Yeah. All right. Hey, more than a dozen people have come forward saying their digital tickets were transferred out of their online Ticketmaster accounts to strangers, causing some to miss their concerts altogether. It appears to be a widespread issue. I guess this is just the age we live in, right? Ticketmaster people say, hey, we're working on it, but we would also like to say that the digital ticketing thing that we now do, annoying and weird as it is to a lot of people, is still better than the good old days or bad old days when you could duplicate a PDF or a paper ticket, supposedly.
Remember we had that woman who said that her husband was doing that for Hawks tickets back in the day.
Yeah.
He would print them and change the seats, and then they'd go sit in the nice seats.
And they didn't realize.
Yeah. No, she's like, we can't get away with it now, but we did a number of games that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. In 1939, on November 4th, which would be some number of years ago today, I think it's 85, I think, right? Is that right? Okay,
sure.
Yeah. The first air-conditioned automobile was exhibited right here in Chicago, Illinois. Woo! It was a Packard. I don't think they make them anymore.
Oh, no. Wow.
But the first air you must have been the bell of the ball if you're driving around 1939 with AC in the old Packard.
Come on.
Do you imagine that? That must have been glorious.
Living the dream.
That's it. And finally, if you're listening on the live stream right now, good morning to you. If you're Carolyn from Yorkville, also Jesus from Hickory Hills. Julie is from Yorkville also. We are big in Yorkville today. I once drank chocolate milk and went to a pool in Yorkville. I'm sure you care. Lauren is
Sleepy
Hollow.
Why would you do
Hollow.
Those two things together?
Well, just because that was how the day was
like
going.
It pairs well.
I swear, Amy from Yorkville also checking in right now.
Wow.
We are a thing in Yorkville.
The signal is strong in Yorkville, baby.
Melanie Ow. In Rockford. Steven in Elmhurst. Jackie in Berwyn. Oh, Lisa in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, right there at the Outlet Malls. Raphael
Watch
in
out.
Norris. And also Claudine in Geneva, Illinois. Now, if you are listening on that live stream, you have hopefully downloaded the free Mix app, as you should have, and you could win some crazy prizes
That's
if you
right.
register your account.
Yeah, get your tickets to see Justin Timberlake live at United Center on Valentine's Day. He's going to be there. That's a Friday, by the way, so you can tear it up and have a blast. Hey, if you are in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, why not win the tickets to go just up the road to Madison and see Coldplay live at Camp Randall Stadium?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where the Beavers Badgers play.
And they'll have the stage ready.
That's
because
right.
he almost fell through. It's so I don't
he
know what's
did.
Going on in Australia.
Well, yeah.
But he almost fell through or
no.
started to
Who?
Fall through.
He
a
fell
hole.
Through Chris Martin, lead singer of Coldplay
yes, remember,
in Melbourne.
Yeah, and Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
So whatever this person and you know, whoever's in charge of quality control of like the stage in Australia, you need to wake up earlier. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
I just love that we all just told that story like a Mad Lib. I was like, Coldplay. He's Chris Martin. Yeah, in Melbourne, Australia. A hole. Fell. Into the hole. Got hurt, but was okay.
Oh.
Not all the way.
Oh,
that's what happened.
Distressing.
Yeah, it was.
He fell, but there was a tech down there to kind of help him.
It looks like there were stairs that go up and that he like had appeared and then they forgot to close it. And so then he fell down the wrong side of the stairs, but caught himself about halfway down. And, you know, he's a fit fella. I think he does the yoga. Chris Martin, you know what I mean? He looks, you know, people look like, looks like he does yoga. So he popped back up and was like, I'm all yellow. And then they kept going. So I don't know. We'll see if the Oasis boys fall in any holes. They're going to be at Soldier Field in August. Win those tickets and so much more on the free Mix app.
Moving on to sports, Bears get pounded by the Cardinals in Arizona yesterday, 29-9. So they move on to have a home game next week against the not-so-good New England Patriots. Lions over the Packers also yesterday, and the Vikings won last night. So everybody in the Bears division, other than the Packers, was a winner. And Packers and the Bears, that is. Blackhawks over the Ducks last night. Anaheim Bulls have the Jazz here tonight. Mixed weather, rainy this morning, more rain and possibly storms later, and a high in the low 70s. Right now it is 64, and the weather is brought to you by Batteries Plus. At Batteries Plus, you'll find trusted, dependable, fully charged batteries for your car or truck, plus free battery testing and expert installation. Life's waiting, and you have places to be. Power on with Batteries Plus, over 700 locations nationwide. Coming up in your next Mix News, we'll tell you why we're really doing this stupid time change thing on the Mix.
Tomorrow is a big day. It's a big, big day. We here on the Morning Mix tomorrow will be putting the fate of the Morning Mix in your hands. That's right. Tomorrow morning at 6:10, we will ask you during our 6:10 text to nominate topics that we should cover and talk about here on the Morning Mix. And then every hour and every half hour, you will vote on what we should talk about. For example, at 6:40 tomorrow morning, we may say to you, okay, we've randomly drawn two topics. Should we be talking about Edward Furlong trivia or Stanley Steamer carpet cleaners? We don't know what that means, but those could be topics that you submit tomorrow morning. And then you'll vote for one or two. Whichever one wins, that becomes the topic we discuss here on the Morning Mix. And that will happen all day tomorrow as we put the Morning Mix in your hands. You will nominate. You will elect. We are putting the power to the people tomorrow. Why tomorrow? Well, if you don't know, shame on you. Tomorrow's the day. Get ready.
Just Googled Edward Furlong trivia. In case that's it, I want to be ready.
You got to be ready, right?
His biological father is Heinrich Bruno Wittig. Did you know that?
I do now.
Well, you better brush up.
Swanee knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Edward Furlong, of course, was the young boy in Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm. And he's also Pecker.
Yeah.
In the movie Pecker. By John Waters.
I'm going to tell you, folks, more trivia. Suggest that. God, you know what's going to happen now that we've made this joke?
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to get 40 Edward Furlong texts.
I would do that if I were a listener.
I was just trying to think of the randomest thing I could think of.
If I were a listener, I would demand it.
Things to do with cornstarch. That could be a good one.
Tomorrow is going to be a real Super Tuesday here on The Morning Mix. It's the Super Tuesday Celebration Showdown Spectacular Super-de-bop-de-bo right here on The Morning Mix tomorrow as we put the show in your hands. Today, though, the show is still in ours, and we do need to search for some slang terms that we've been throwing out around here. Apparently, there was a meeting, and we're using some of them wrong. That happens next on The Morning Mix.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. Should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan of the good time, so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me my deathless death, the good.
Rosier right there. It's the morning mix.
Yes, it is 64 degrees. We got some light rain at O'Hare. It'll rain till around 9. Could take a little break, but then might return between noon and 4.
Now, Whip, I think, Nikki, your son, but your kids are using slang.
Oh,
right?
All the time.
Even the little ones, they say like Sigma and stuff like that?
Oh, constantly. Right. Yeah, they have a whole different lingo, Chris.
And Nikki, Julian, your son, who's 14,
yeah,
is he using the weird lingo?
A little less now, but okay. But this weekend they were discussing presents, and they were like, I got Sigma gifts, which means like they got good gifts, I guess. Like they were discussing birthday presents and stuff, and that was the term they used.
Sigma.
Also, yeah. Sigma almost seems like it's like, man, this is dating myself, but you know, you ever watch the Smurfs?
Yeah.
Smurf can mean almost anything. Oh, yeah. Smurf this. That's really Smurfy. Hey, Smurf. It feels like Sigma is similar because it's like what the Sigma is a very common expression that I hear from them and their friends.
Okay, so when we all went to the Wheaton North football game.
Yeah.
We're at the football game, right? Or no, where were we?
Downers Grove. Downers Grove, North.
North.
Yeah.
We're at the football game. I at one point went to the bathroom. As humans do.
Yeah.
And I was in there, and two boys had a whole conversation, and I thought it was code. I don't know what they said. But they were like, yeah, it's Sigma, man. We're going to have it on Skibbity. And I was like, I thought this was all a joke, but this is real. These are just two kids that talk like this.
Yeah.
Well, they did the most searched slang words of 2024 now, according to Brigham Young University. Slang followed by the number of times it was searched. Examples include, schmaltz. Schmaltz.
Huh.
Schmaltz has been searched 65,000 times.
I feel like that's an old one. And before you tell me what it means, I mean, it used to just mean like kind of cheesy and silly, right? Like, I don't know, some old lounge singer that's just schmaltzy. Right?
I think like schmutz, like you got some schmutz on your face.
You got some crap on your face. That's another one. That's true.
Well, it's apparently a disapproving slang term that means excessive sentimentality or sappiness.
So that's the same.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, same as it used to mean in the 50s.
Au revoir. I don't know why. I'm going to look it up.
Goodbye?
Au revoir. O-E-U-V-R-E, right? That's au revoir. Yeah. It's a French word that refers to the complete works of an artist, the writer, or a composer, so it's not goodbye. Au revoir. Am I saying it wrong?
We're saying,
those are two different words.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Okay.
All right, there's 10 other words. Let's skip that one.
Yeah. Or d'oeuvre.
Or d'oeuvre.
Hors d'oeuvre. Right. Hors d'oeuvre.
Yes.
That's what it is. Yeah. Yes. Cats. K-A-T-Z. Cats. That's something enjoyable, fun, or pleasing. I mean, the movie's Cats.
Okay.
No, we didn't see Cats.
I haven't heard that one.
K-A-T-Z.
K-A-T-Z, Hawk to ya. Not going to Google it.
Nope.
You should know. If you don't know, move on. Skibbity is number 3. Sigma's number 2.
Okay.
The number 1 most searched slang word of 2024. Very mindful, very demure because of the trend. Mm-hmm. If you had to search a slang word, your kids were saying a word, it might be one that we just said, but your kids were using a word or people around you are using a word, coworkers are using a word, and you had to actually search it because you didn't know what they were saying in the meeting. What the heck? It happened to Diane here, our promotions director. One of the girls was like, I don't know, that's chuggy. And she came up to me and she was like, what the F is chuggy?
Right.
And I was like, I think that means like lame. I think you're lame now.
Probably.
I know us having this conversation means we're very lame. The fact that we're in here discussing chuggy.
Well, let's Google and talk loudly about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm searching the word, Donna. I don't know. What word did you have to search? Your kid said it. Your student said it. A patient said it. Your coworker said it. And you had to Google it. 312-233-1019. The hell did they just call me? Cats. I'm displeasing? Burn in hell. 312-233-1019. They used it, and you Googled it, as you had no idea what they said. A waiter said it to you. How do you feel about the pork chop sandwich? Sigma, bro. What?
That's good?
What's on it?
Yep. Okay.
It's pork chop? On brioche? What? 312-233-1019. Nicole's going to give us a peek at the roads. We'll see what's happening out there, and then we'll learn what words you don't know.
That's right. The I-55 northbound and southbound ramp to westbound I-80 is still closed due to an overturned semi. And then that problem we mentioned earlier, I-80 westbound between I-55 and exit 122, there is the 43,000 pounds of cornstarch. So those are the two areas.
You're in need of a thickener for gravy.
Yeah.
Head that way.
I don't know. Inbound Eden's 22 minutes. There's an accident on the right shoulder at Wilton, so some slowdowns there. That's from Lake Hope to Montrose, outbound 15. Inbound Kennedy, an hour. O'Hare to downtown, outbound 32 minutes. Inbound Eisenhower, 50 minutes from 390 to the old post office, outbound 34 minutes. Inbound Stevenson, 51 minutes, 355 to DeSable Lakeshore Drive, outbound 27 minutes. And then inbound Dan Ryan, 21 minutes from 95th to the interchange. On the reverse, you got 14 minutes. This is brought to you by the app, Mix app, Apple App Store, Google Play. That's where you want to go to get the free Mix app. And then once you have the free Mix app, you can use that to get yourself a pair of Billie Eilish tickets starting tomorrow morning at 7:20. We'll be giving away a pair every hour from 7:20 to 4:20.
That's right. So get ready to win them big tomorrow. It's going to be Sigma.
Jackass.
Okay. Sorry. I won't try. A lot of you texting. My boyfriend's daughter told me not to go all ham once. And I said, what? All right.
All ham.
779, just this morning, Nikki said sample sale, and I didn't know what that was. Oh. So look at you, you're
okay.
Hip.
Yeah,
you're in the now.
A sample sale is when stores, like, either they're imperfect or they have too many of them, so they deeply discount them.
Yeah.
And you just get to, yeah. So it's a way to get things that we normally can't afford at a much cheaper price because they're not perfect.
You can get designer clothes like Hill House, the dress company. Yeah. They make dresses. And my wife, Amy, and Nikki went over there, and they went ham, in fact, buying Hill House dresses that have, like, poofy sleeves. So now the two of them, if we go to an event, she'll be like, is Nikki wearing the green one or the blue one?
I'm wearing one now. Wearing,
look at that.
Hey.
And you know what? She got it for, like, 80% off.
That's good.
Literally. Yeah. You had to Google the word. You didn't know what it meant. All the slang terms have been released, according to Google. Demure comes in at number one with over 260,000 Google searches for the word demure.
Yeah.
What does demure mean? We find out what some of these mean. KC, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a teacher, and you had to Google this word. Were the students using it?
Yes, they were, which is a little scandalous.
Oh, scandalous. How old are the kids?
They are sophomores in high school.
Okay, and what word are they using?
Roster.
Uh-oh.
Roster?
Roster, and I believe that has to do with AKA body count, AKA people you've had romantic interludes with.
Thankfully, they were looking at it as a lineup of, like, people that you can, like, date. So,
okay,
like,
great,
a roster,
good.
Like backup. So, thankfully, they didn't know that alternate definition. But still, some of them have some big rosters for being 16.
Got so, it. You could be like, oh, who's on your roster? And it'd be like, well, I really like Julie, but if that doesn't work out, then I've got Dina, Mackenzie, and Carrie.
Yep.
Got it.
Exactly.
Kind
yep.
of gross. Okay. And then you as the teacher had to just be like, cool, I'm glad I never heard that. Bye. And just walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been lots of times where I'm like, I'm just going to let you guys have this one and not go to Google for it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and fade out on this one.
It's better for all of us. I don't know.
Right. You're like,
yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah.
We've got another teacher, Christina. Hi, Christina. What grade level do you teach?
I also teach high school.
Okay, great. And what word did you hear that you had to Google?
Queso.
Queso, like cheese dip?
It's a person. And I thought it meant like cheesy.
Okay. It's a person, right?
Queso, like Q-U-E-S-O. I teach math. I don't teach spelling.
So what does it mean?
It means like you're fat.
Oh.
What?
Like yeah. P-H-A-T, you're pretty hot and tempting, or like you're like overweight?
Like F-A-T, like, oh that's like mean. A bag of chips, your queso.
Oh, my God.
There
oh,
is a huge, mean. So I was mistaken in terms of what you meant, because there is a YouTuber named Queso, who I thought was what you were going to say. These people are talking about the YouTuber Queso, but maybe Queso is called Queso because Queso's Queso.
That's mean.
Yeah, seriously, I would never even know that. I mean,
yeah, those kids deserve detention.
Take them off the roster.
Get them off, yeah. Hi, Lydia.
Yes.
Lydia, you have a coworker who said what word?
He said the word nutty.
Nutty.
N-O-O-D-I-E. Nutty.
Oh. Like, I know it. I know it. It's a sweatshirt that doesn't have a hood.
Yeah. Hood.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how stupid is that?
It's so dumb. I heard my my nephew said it, and I was like, buddy, that's just a sweatshirt.
It's a sweatshirt.
Yeah. No, man, it's a nutty. Yeah. I need a nutty. I'm like, a nutty? You're an idiot.
I texted my 13-year-old to ask her if she knew what it was, and I said no. And I told her then we were making fun of our coworker, and she said, as you should.
Yeah, absolutely.
So even my 13-year-old thought it was crazy.
Yeah. When you know when the teens are like, you're right, they're an idiot. You're like, all right, got it. All right, finally we go to Alexis. Hi, Alexis. Good morning.
Good morning.
You heard this from a Gen Zer?
Yes, I'm a millennial, and I had no idea what it meant. She said, let him cook.
Let him
and
cook.
And I legit thought, like, oh, they were in the kitchen cooking.
Right.
It means to let them continue what they're doing, even if it's weird or, like, unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if somebody's on, like, a tear and it's going really well. Like, if you're playing a basketball game and one of your buddies is hot, you just be like, let him cook and pass him the ball. Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea. I literally thought, because they work in a firehouse, I literally thought they were saying, oh, let him cook.
Yeah.
No idea.
Right.
I hear that a lot in our house.
Let him cook.
Yeah. Mom, I'm going to let you cook. And it's not me cooking. It's literally because I'm yelling about being in traffic or something.
Right.
No, you go ahead. You cook. And I'm like, what?
Alexis, here's what we're going to do. We're going to let them cook. We're going to give you dinner for two at Beatrix, and you can let them cook, okay?
Oh, thank you.
But literally, let them cook.
Yeah, that's what they're there for. You're going to enjoy it. $100 gift certificate is yours. It's a Let Us Entertain You restaurant. Beatrix is a neighborhood coffee house restaurant and meeting place in Chicago's River North, Loop Streeterville, Fulton Market, and Oak Brook neighborhoods.
Other of you are texting words. I had to Google no cap 630. No cap means it's not a lie. Cap would mean it's a lie.
Yeah.
And then along with that often comes dead ass, which means like I'm telling you the absolute truth. I'm dead ass serious.
Got it.
Are you dead ass? Yeah, man, dead ass. She showed up, blah, blah, blah. Wow. Also, I just learned what PHAT meant. Thank you, Chris. That's right. Pretty hot and tempting. Fat. That's back in like 1993.
I never knew that it was an acronym, though.
Yeah.
Fat. I had no idea.
Ooh, girl, fat. She's pretty hot and tempting. You might say that. I said that once and then never again.
Yeah.
Isn't a nudie just a crew neck? That is correct. That is just a dumb, like we didn't need another word for it, but now we do. And finally, hey, here's this word in a sentence. Nikki got her fit at the sample sale. Yeah, your fit. That's like your outfit.
Oh.
Outfit is your fit.
Okay.
Hey, man, show me the fit. Okay, here's my fit for the day.
But fit is not spelled P-H-I-T.
No, because that would be a pretty hot internal temperature, which would be a problem. And you need to go see your doctor ASAP as soon as possible.
Dude, get that one going.
Yeah.
Man. What's the illness? I'm fit.
I'm fit, man. What do you mean? I got a pretty high internal temp. I got to go see my doc ASAP. What? Your doctor's named ASAP? No. That's as soon as possible. Are you serious? Yeah, man. All right, here's Sabrina Carpenter, who also made the phrase bed chem popular. Here she is on The Morning Mix.
For you. Yes, I'm on a coffee brewed for you.
Good morning. There she is, Sabrina the Carpenter, right here on the Morning Mix.
It is 7 o'clock. I'll tell you that, just in case you're not all caught up
with
your
clocks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the everything. 63 degrees. We got some light rain at O'Hare and then high around 70 today. Kind of light rain throughout the day. It looks like it should slow down before the afternoon, but then might pick back up around between noon and 4. So just be aware of that.
Be aware. All right. Now, all facts, no printer, most deaf, and no jokes. Be ready. No cap. Hot and bothered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Coming your way in just a few minutes, the Morning Mix situation ship. Now, our big, big mix artist, Olivia Rodrigo, O-Rod, has shared a very unique question that she will ask on a first date. And so our question to you this morning for the Morning Mix situation ship is, what is the oddly specific question you will ask on a first date? Or also, this could count if you're in online dating and it's like one of the first questions you put in the chat and you believe that this question tells you a lot of what you need to know about an individual. And maybe that gives you the make or break to continue dating them, seeing them, communicating with them. It's the oddly specific question you ask either on a first date or when you're first interacting and engaging with someone in love, romance, hoping to date. Will it also accept the odd question they ask you? Text it to us at 312-233-1019. It's the oddly specific question that you ask or they've asked you on a first date. And it tells you all you need to know about dating that person. Text it to us at 312-233-1019. Olivia Rodrigo has one, which we will share with you. But what's yours or the one you were asked?